Very good morning to the Mildura-Roorong City Council Mayor, Councillor Liam Wood. Liam, how are you this morning?
Very good. Morning.
Just another Monday, pretty much. Were you run off your feet already?
Well, it's the Monday of the lead up to Easter, so I'm excited.
So normally you'd pack 6 days worth of work into 5 days anyway, and this time you've got to pack 6 days, or probably 7 days worth of work into 4 days.
There's a few engagements over the Easter break too, so no stopping for me.
Oh, turn it up, fair enough. Yeah, cool. Now, look, let's get to it. The Internet of Things, a pedestrian counter in the mall. This is a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, and it just helps us capture and count and record pedestrians and vehicles numbers every hour throughout the Easter weekend. And then obviously we can use that data to work on major events and see exactly how many people are coming through the city centre. So it's really good and really important for moving forward for major events.
So true. And people, of course, the Internet of Things has been around a little while, the talk of it, but this is something practical that people can actually understand.
Yeah, and it's uploaded to our website too, so you can actually check it out in live time and go back through it. And we'll keep monitoring it over the Easter break to see how much the influx. As we know, there's a huge amount of people coming to the town, so it'll be interesting to see the actual raw data.
It certainly will. Look, speaking of technology, let's have a bit of an update on the Aero Oval's lighting towers. What are we talking about? John Hall Oval, the soccer area. Where's it all at?
It's John Hall Oval at the Aero Ovals complex. And they are complete now. We spoke about it a couple of weeks, so that's fantastic. We're about to turn them on.
Love
it. Obviously, they're really important because the actual use of those ovals has dramatically increased. So we need as many hours of use as possible. So having the lights there helps with cricket and football and many other projects, especially women's participation in cricket and football as well has increased the amount of hours that we need the precinct going for. So yeah, very good and very much needed.
Love to see it. I was playing cricket there when I was a younger fella back 30 some odd years ago. Well, what about the soccer area? Where's that up to? Because I think you were asking for public comment on that, weren't you, about the possibility of upgrading lighting there as well?
Yeah, that's right. And it's I believe it's in a tender process now. So
lovely.
Hopefully we'll get some good news on that. Further down the track.
Excellent. Of course, a little community here. Well, it's not a little community anymore, but we quite often talk about what's happening in Victoria, what's happening in New South Wales, and the two being completely different, but Mildura and Wentworth Council's looking at working more closely together into the future.
Yeah, that's right. And the mayors and the deputy mayors, as well as the CEOs, have caught up a couple of times, which has been fantastic and really informative. But we caught up as both lots of councils last Tuesday, and had a really good meeting about synergies in the region as well as projects that we're both doing. So that's a really important relationship to have, and one we haven't been able to have for so long, obviously, with COVID. So we're very much working with our neighbours, and I see a lot of good things on the horizon that we can work together on.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. And when you stop and actually think about it, it's like more ideas just pop into your head minute by minute that two councils could get together on. Look, a massive weekend ahead. We just touched on the fact that Easter is just around the corner. Easter, absolutely massive here in Sunraysia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just the list is too long to mention. It just keeps going and going. You've obviously got, you know, the bikes on Saturday night. You've got two nights at Timmins Speedway. We've got the show and shine. You've got the drags, and then you've got other things like, you know, the Mildura Crobbery, Wentworth Mildura Rowing Regatta in Wentworth, Sunraysia Farmers Market, Mildura East Open Tennis Tournament. The list goes on, and we'd love to be able to split ourselves into five, so you go to all these events. Yeah. That just doesn't happen. But try to get to as many as possible, because I'll certainly be doing the same.
Love, that's excellent. And it is. It's bigger than Ben Hur at Easter time here in Sunraysia. Bigger than Christmas, a lot of ways.
It's just great to be back.
Yeah, so true. So true. I got out and about on Saturday night, and I was like, wow, can't remember the last time I did this.
I know. And I've just looked at the weather report too, and it's looking absolutely amazing for Easter as well. I think it's about 29, 30, 31. So
yeah, gorgeous.
You can't beat it.
So true. Look, Liam, we will catch up probably not next week because you've got a big weekend, but we'll catch up the week after.
Thanks very much, mate. Enjoy Easter.
You too. Thank you. Happy Easter to you as well. Councillor Liam Wood, that is our Mildura Rural City Council Mayor.